Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs at 83. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. And Thursday, sunny in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. Authorities have identified a man whose body was pulled late last week from a creek just outside Topeka. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend that the body of 25-year-old LaShawn Maddie of Topeka was recovered Friday afternoon from the Shunganunga Creek just east of Topeka. Investigators say no foul play is suspected in Maddie's death, but an investigation into how he died is continuing. Shawnee County Sheriff's officials say authorities were notified of Maddie's death around 3:15 Friday afternoon. No other details have been immediately released. Police have identified a man who was killed in a Wichita shooting over the weekend that also injured two other people. Police said in a news release that 49-year-old Shay Pruitt of Wichita was found dead by officers called out around 1:30 Sunday morning for reports of a shooting in southeast Wichita. Authorities also found a 14-year-old boy and a 36-year-old man with gunshot wounds. Both of them were treated and released. Mid-America Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says visitors to a splash park near Wichita may have been exposed to two additional bacterium. The state health department had previously reported three people who attended the park tested positive for Shigella. That number is now at six. The state health department said people who visited the splash park also have tested positive for norovirus, sapovirus, and a type of E. coli. The splash park has been closed since June 19th. The state of Kansas reporting that its tax collections for its just concluded 2021 budget year were 9.3% more than anticipated. That left the state with its healthiest cash reserves in more than 25 years as the national economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. The report Friday from the State Department of Revenue said the state collected $8.9 billion in general tax revenues for the budget year that ended Wednesday. That was $758 million more than was expected. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. A woman who could become Nebraska's first female death row inmate has pleaded for her life with the judges who will sentence her. The Lincoln Journal-Star reported that Bailey Boswell's plea came after a psychologist testified that she was abused and trafficked for sex by a former boyfriend. 3 days of testimony over whether Boswell should be sentenced to death or life in prison wrapped up Friday before a three-judge panel. The 27-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder last year for her role in the killing and dismemberment of 24-year-old Sydney Loof after Boswell met her through a dating app. Nearly a dozen people taken to a hospital early yesterday when a second-story deck on a home in Sutton, Nebraska, collapsed during a 4th of July pool party. The Fillmore County Sheriff said that he did not know how many guests were at the pool party at the time the deck collapsed. Sutton is 63 miles east of Lincoln. Mid-America Network News.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you, too, can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously extended an employment contract with Francine Cromie as county appraiser for the next 4 years at $61,500 annually. A 2022 budget request in the amount of $324,000 for the department was submitted, reflecting a 50% increase for the previous year for the county appraiser. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met to present a budget request of $75,000, an increase of $25,000. The previous economic development budget was $75,000, of which $50,000 went to Partnership for Growth and $25,000 went to partially fund a revolving economic development loan. Barber has done some research on the previously discussed Highway 99, in which 25th Road would be developed straight line to U.S. Highway 36, and suggested this be approached and developed as a truck route. She also had several recommendations on how the county could spend some of the American Rescue Plan money. Commissioners unanimously approved a change recommended by the county clerk that all clerical pay steps be equal. Currently, the clerk's office, bus drivers, and emergency management clerks are paid at a lower rate than the treasurer, appraiser, and register of deeds clerks. Changes will be effective July 1st. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week. Washington County Commissioners last week approved purchase of the recently closed Centennial Homestead building by the Washington County Hospital for $150,000. Plans are not known for the facility, which is adjacent to the hospital. The nursing home, which previously occupied the building, was sold to Belleville Healthcare Center in March, with 15 residents occupying Centennial at that time. Washington County Treasurer advised that 22 parcels will be forwarded to the law firm handling a planned tax sale, with a majority in Morroville and Haddam. Others are located in Washington, Barnes, and Greenleaf. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet this week, with their next regularly scheduled meeting Monday, July 12th. At last week's meeting, they agreed to a recommendation from the road and bridge supervisor that they will seal the Baileyville Road this year instead of the Burns-Sabetha Road. A motion to not proceed with construction of a senior center transit facility was approved unanimously after plans had been suspended recently. Commissioners heard a proposal for a transit office using the small meeting room at Nemahal County Community Building, adding a covered garage for transit vehicles. No action on that request was taken. Resignation of Terry Miller as Gilman Township Clerk was approved. Andy Evans appointed to the position at recommendation of remaining township officials. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week approved a resolution opposing a proposed Kansas-Nebraska heritage area. 33 of 49 counties involved have signed some sort of resolution against the effort, which has been suspended as a result. Opponents argue that federal laws are not being followed, landowners are not notified, lack of public support, and lack of sustaining economic development support for the current heritage area is up for renewal after 15 years. Supervisors noted that approval of the resolution does not limit development of another plan to promote tourism, perhaps across state lines. Don Shuler was for lone no vote, noting that each heritage area is required to have its own management plan, and all are not the same. He further noted that a great deal of speculation and fear has been generated, owing in part to a conservation proposal from President Biden that could affect private landowners.
Each County Planning and Zoning Committee is to meet July 22nd and will consider changes to wind generation regulations, including setback requirements. Human Resources Committee meeting last week included discussion on the Juneteenth holiday, noting the handbook states days declared by law or proclamation of the president and or governor to be holidays and will be observed by Gage County. Frank E. Jandra, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Frank Jandra. Evelyn J. Fulton, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Fulton. David L. Schindler, age 74, of Odell, passed away Friday. He had previously served as superintendent at Diller Odell Schools. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Elgin. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation is planned Wednesday. Family receiving friends 4 until 6 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Schindler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef tips with mushroom gravy on mashed potato, Scandinavian blend, pineapple and cake. Tomorrow, pulled pork chops on a bun, cucumbers and onions, applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice has a large selection of name brand appliances and TVs in stock from major brands like LG, Maytag, Samsung, and Bosch. They have a large selection of freezers in stock, starting at only $100. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door within 100 miles. Guaranteed lowest prices. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, still warm out there with that upper level ridge. We do have a cold front swinging down from the north that will bring some areas across the Midwest. Chances for some showers and thunderstorms late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. The good news is that behind this system, we will see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow into Thursday before we start warming back up. Another system towards the end of the week will bring more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area for this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, upper 60s, around 70. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming partly sunny, mid-80s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early July, 91, record high on this date, 108. The average low, 68, record low of 52. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Sunny and 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of July. Key and DY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Desperation time for the Habs, and the NBA Finals kick off tonight. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. On the brink of elimination, down 3-0, Josh Anderson provided the Canadiens a small glimmer of hope in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Lightning trying to set it up, but Anderson's able to get it out, and he'll turn the corner on Ruta. He's got a man in front. Ruta gets back. Chance by Caulfield. Anderson scores!
The call on TSN Radio 690. Despite blowing 2 one-goal leads, Anderson's goal less than 4 minutes into the extra period helped the Habs stave off elimination with a 3-2 win over the Lightning to force a Game 5. Interim Montreal coach Dominic Ducharme said his team won't go away quietly.
We played hard. It was not perfect, but you know, we still feel that we can be better, and we'll do that in Tampa.
Game 5 is Wednesday night. Baseball, winners of their last 9 since they were no-hit by the Cubs. The Dodgers' surge hit a snag against the National League East bottom feeders.
1-2 pitch is driven a long way. Left center field toward AutoNation Alley and gone! A home run for Jorge Alfaro!
On WINZ, Jorge Alfaro's 8th inning home run snapped a 2-for-31 slump and put the Marlins ahead for good. Miami held off L.A. 5-4 to snap the Dodgers' 9-game winning streak. The Phoenix Suns will try to win their first ever championship when they host the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful. The two-time MVP has not played since hyperextending his left knee in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. Suns head coach Monty Williams.
We've been waiting to play, so the guys, you know, they're just ready to go. And the focus has been really good.
Game 1 tips off tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report been released by the Agri Economic and Environmental Risk Coalition. It again is urging Congress and USDA to link federal crop insurance to climate mitigation practices. Among other things, the group aims to encourage the adoption of conservation practices by altering federal crop insurance rating models to consider the risk reduction benefits of conservation practices in the context of increasing climate risk. The proposal, contrary to the stance taken by the administration and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, who have argued for voluntary incentive-based initiatives. In an article this week, Politico outlines the Biden administration's effort to achieve its goal of paying farmers and ranchers to help mitigate climate change. 6 months into the administration, officials, though, yet to unveil that plan. That is partly because it's logistically complex and difficult to make the economics work. While corporations eager to buy credits to pay farmers to pull carbon dioxide out of the air and then into the soil, the credits aren't yet lucrative enough to entice enough farmers to rethink how they grow crops to maximize capturing carbon. and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Farmers Union supporting a top-to-bottom review of the product of the USA label. The review was announced by USDA, follows a vote to strengthen regulation by the Federal Trade Commission. NCBA President Jerry Bone says their members have voiced concerns about the potential misleading use of the label and thanks USDA for responding to those concerns. National Farmers Union also long been concerned about the label, which is legally applied to beef and pork that was born, raised, and slaughtered in another country but processed in the U.S. The organization urged the FTC and USDA to strengthen the voluntary U.S. origin claims on labels and penalize those who incorrectly label products. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture has several conservation programs that have been ongoing for a number of years. Jimmy Bramlett, who is the NRCS Deputy Chief for Programs, says everyone, including those in urban areas, can take advantage of the benefits of conservation.
We enjoy getting out of big urban areas and going and seeing wildlife and recharging our batteries, hiking, boating, kayaking, and those type of recreational activities. And then we all benefit from the safest, most dependable, reliable, cheapest food supply in the world as a result of a lot of these conservation efforts. So therein lies some of the logic in the background and the rationale behind all of this being voluntary. And even with it being voluntary, I should say, the demand for our services far outweighs, both in terms of technical assistance and financial assistance, far outweighs our ability to satisfy that demand. So it's a really, really positive construct all across the country.
That's Jimmy Bramlett, NRCS Deputy Chief for Programs. In other news, the United States Supreme Court last week denied a petition to review California's Proposition 12. The denial was included in a batch of announcements by the Supreme Court. Earlier in the month, the North American Meat Institute supported its petition, stating the law, quote, provides no benefit to consumers and increases breeding sow mortality, end quote. The Meat Institute filed a petition in February challenging the constitutionality of California's Proposition 12, the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative. The primary issue raised by the Meat Institutes and the states is that the law extends to producers located outside of California, and they say that would impose, quote, crushing burdens on out-of-state farmers and producers who have no political voice to shape these regulations. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 7/31.
Have you planted your cucumbers yet? We'll tell you why it's the best time to do it next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 6th, the 187th day of the year. Former President George W. Bush is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1928, the first all-talking movie opened up at the Strand Theater in New York. You may think that July is too late to plant cucumbers, but it's not. It's actually a perfect time. If you plant now, they will be ready for harvest in the fall, right before the first frost. Also, by planting now, you have a lesser risk of damage from cucumber beetles. Cucumbers love warm soil and air temperatures, so the dog days of summer are a perfect time. And you'll have a batch to pickle right before winter hits. Feel free to plant them right where you've harvested your spring crops, too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about gardening online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 64 this morning in Marysville. Summertime highs warm into the 90s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Not a good day yesterday for the Royals. Eugenio Suarez clubbed a tie-breaking three-run home run shortly after Nick Castellanos hit a tying solo shot, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2 yesterday at the K. Vladimir Gutierrez went six innings and gave up two runs, five hits, and two walks with six strikeouts. Royals back in action with the Reds this evening. First pitch at 7:10 from Kauffman Stadium. The wind surge over the weekend closed out a 12-game road trip with a 3-2 victory over Amarillo on the 4th of July. The surge now returning home to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita for a 6-game series that gets underway this evening. The wind surge actually back in town for a 12-game homestand. The first six of those games will be with Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. First pitch this evening at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Work, work all week long, punching that clock, dust till dawn, counting the days till Friday night. That's when all the conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot a
tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, a O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E, that spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
It was prom night.